Cool concept to have us meet in the middle in a place that obviously loves hockey as well. So a lot of enthusiasm out there. Pretty rowdy crowd. We were pretty far away from the crowd, so you couldn't really get the sense of it. But as we walked out, after the game, that was pretty cool. Our fans were pretty fired up.
Do you think there was more Jets fans or Flames fans?
The Jets fans were louder.
I said things have been tough to come by. I mean, what's going through your mind when you ring that off the bar?
I don't have a post count, but it's, it's getting over five to start the season. So, I've obviously you play long enough, and those things tend to even themselves out. I've had some good bounces go my way. I've had some great stretches of, having good production, and right now it's not happening. So, for me, it's about not being a liability anywhere else. I got to be, I've watched a lot of my game, and I haven't seen much of a difference between this year, last year, the year before, except for where the numbers are. So, I'm just going to keep doing that. Keep working hard, and typically, when you have stretches like this, something really good's right around the corner. So you just got to keep the faith.
You guys seem to get better and better as that third period went on. How would you describe the mindset that put you in the position to kind of take it over?
Well, we've done it this year. It's not new to us playing from behind. So I think there's a confidence level in that, and we know we have guys that can put the puck in the net. We know it's there. It's been real tough, certainly over the last handful of games. So you just can't let that get to you. You gotta be happy with who you are as a player and who we are as a team, and just keep throwing it at them every shift. And you do it that way, you're gonna give yourself at least an opportunity.